And joining us now in the coach's corner, powered by Hy-Vee, and head coach Jason Carter. And coach, seems like just one of those nights tonight.
Yeah, it was not very fun, to be honest.
Yeah, I understand. I understand, definitely. So, the slow start? So, what do you attribute that to?
We played these guys this summer, and yeah. We had a very similar start, and we just came out flat and pretty soft and kind of didn't really want to do anything aggressive. And a team like that just eats you alive if you don't match their intensity and their attack mode. And we got down 21, I think it was like 21-0. And then we had a little talk, and then we actually came back and almost tied it up. And I kind of felt like we at least got a little bit of energy back there after that really 12-0 start or whatever it was. And we got it back to, single digits and chipped away, got it to like 7. And Dawson picked up his third foul. And not having our only senior that's playing a ton of minutes on the floor for almost the entire first half absolutely killed us. But, it's learning experience and growing pains with a lot of these inexperienced guys still. And I know I keep saying that, but, it's something we have to continue to grow at and learn from and learn what it means to play physical and attack mode. I thought we played pretty scared in terms of, they have a 6'10 kid down there and a 6'7 kid. And, I kept telling them the worst thing you can do is be hesitant and not try to attack him and get him on his heels, especially when he's coming out to guard ball screens. And we didn't attack him. We just kind of kept chucking it from three. And that's definitely was not in our favor.
Yeah, not a lot of teams can put 6'7 and 6'10 out on the floor.
Absolutely. But it is what it is. Like we've played big kids before. We played Pell Christian, and they always seem to have bigs. And we have to get out of the mindset that we can't attack those guys just because of their size, because that's exactly what you have to do. And I thought we did a better job of the game went on. We started trying to get downhill a little bit, but we gotta be able to finish around the rim. It's not like he blocked a few shots, but not a ton. We gotta get past that mindset that we can't attack against him just because of his height.
And then they got the heights, and then they have the Chase Perrin just went off on threes tonight.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm most frustrated with tonight, because literally on our board, I said, you need to not lose one kid. I don't care if anybody else makes a three against us. We can't lose number four. I knew he could shoot. His older brother played. His older brother is a heck of a shooter. And we did not do a good job of staying with him. We kind of let him get going. And when you let a kid like that start to see the ball go through the hoop more than two or three times, watch out, because that kid can really shoot the ball.
So as you look at the week ahead, what are your plans? What do you think? Been kind of a long week. You need to give a little rest.
A little bit. Well, they had a little bit of two. They had rest yesterday.
Yeah.
I think that was part of the problem,
true,
too.
Yeah.
We came out flat because we couldn't practice yesterday.
Yeah, that's true.
So we didn't get to go through our scout like we normally do the day before a game. And that played a little part of it, but, I don't want to make excuses either, because that's we did the two things that we said we couldn't do tonight. We didn't do well at all. So, and I thought we couldn't run a set. They just, they got us out of rhythm, all sorts. So we got to be able to keep our mental focus in these types of games too, because we couldn't even run the simplest things that, we've worked on, and they've been running since their freshman level. So, it's a different level. There's a lot of people in the stands. There's people watching. You got to be able to attack the mental side of this game just as much as the physical.
Well, I think they definitely would have your attention going through something like this here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so. And again, it's something you got to learn from. Otherwise, the same thing's going to keep happening over and over again. So it's got to be something we grow from and take a step forward. It's just one of those things. You either win or you get better. It's got to be your mindset. And tonight, hopefully, we learned a little bit. So. Hopefully we can not make the same mistakes next time.
One more quick question before you go. I see him standing out there. It'd be nice to have on your team, King Klein. When do you think he might be in?
Yeah, well, really hoping to have him start practicing again over break here. So,
okay.
We just want to really make sure he gets to 100%. Obviously, he's he's a huge part of our team and has been for you know, 3 years. But, you know, we got to look out for Caden, make sure he's 100% healthy because, you know, Caden's got a lot more.
Yeah, he's got a lot more ahead of him, yep.
Than just basketball. So, you know, we want to put him first before the team for sure in that scenario.
All right. Well, thanks, Jason, for coming up after a tough loss. Appreciate it. And enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yep.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Jason Carter joining us here after the ball game here tonight on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee and Newton Falls here to Dallas Center Grimes at home by a score of 84-39.